I always like to say I'm a person who needs to be busy. I have tons of classes, clubs, and plans to stay focused and be the quote-unquote best version of myself. Like, for example, here's a regular Monday for me. I'll wake up at 8 a.m., get ready, listen to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend while I run on the treadmill, and shower all before my 9:30 class. I go to that first class, then sprint half a mile or so to my second class, get lunch, do all my homework, then I go to a couple meetings for a club here or there, get dinner after, work on a WNUR story or some stuff for the Dolphin Show, and then finish it all off with my weekly theater board meeting from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. I shuffle back to my dorm, go to bed, and then in one form or another, I do it all again. And again. And again. Supposedly, according to my own set of principles, this should have made me the best I can be. And I'm perfectly happy with it. Right? Well, according to a study from the University of Miami, I wasn't. Their study, done in 2020, found that changing one's daily routine led to a better mood and an overall increase in happiness with one's life. So I decided to give it a shot. But of course, because I can't do things casually, I took it to the extreme.
Hi, my name's Sophia Quesa. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern. I'm a journalism major. It's currently 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, November 10th. And 30 minutes from now, I will be spending the next 24 hours in Mudd Library.
For those unacquainted with it, the Seeley G. Mudd Library is one of four libraries at Northwestern. It has tons of text, study spaces, and glass windows, which give a great view of the outside. But most importantly for this story, it is the only library on campus open to students 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So my mission, if I choose to accept it, stay within the confines of Mudd Library for 24 hours, document the entire thing, and maybe learn a couple of things along the way, or at least try not to lose my sanity. This is 24 Hours in Mudd. Now, this was rather uncharted territory I was delving into, so I decided to make my own rules for the gauntlet. 1. I would only be able to eat food from the library. 2. I would only allow people to visit me, but they couldn't bring me anything. No chargers, no food, nothing but their company. 3. Under no circumstances could I leave the library. Ever. In order to ensure the success of that last point, I sent some emails to my professors, got out of class, and told the people involved in the meetings I had scheduled that we would have to talk virtually. I packed my backpack of supplies. I dotted my I's, I crossed my T's, and on 7 p.m. on November 10th, I was locked in. Now, the first few hours went by pretty quickly. Despite the fact it was a Sunday night, the library was absolutely packed. I got lucky and managed to secure a study cubicle near the entrance. I did my reading for my religion class, texted some friends, sent some updates, scrolled on Instagram, nothing too different from my normal routine. But eventually, I got to the first hurdle. I was hungry. Eventually, after some wandering, I found a machine called Farmer's Fridge, which specializes in sandwiches, salads, and other grab-and-go meals. So $8.99 later, I treated myself to their Green Goddess salad.
Honestly, not too bad. It's, like, the dressing's good. Besides the spoon not really being the best vehicle for the salad. Gotta say, like, solid 8 out of 10. Thanks, Farmer's Fridge.
After my spoon-fed dinner, I made my way back up to the second floor and went over to the Glasswald study area near the lobby stairs. I sat down and did 3 hours of reading for my English class. This really tired me out, but it brought me to midnight. And while I didn't want to do anything but sleep, I knew I had to take one item off my to-do list before I went to bed. I had to go to the Mudd showers.
Which is this, like, single stall, and honestly, very, very nice.
Mudd is one of a number of buildings on campus, with showers in the bathroom, possibly as an aid to those who want extra long study sessions. But yes, to get it on record, I did officially shower in Mudd. And do you know what? Not the worst shower on campus. The water pressure was a bit iffy and the temperature a bit hard to regulate, but overall, a solid 7 out of 10. After joining the list of daredevils who have showered here, I had to lock back in as I contended with the next big task, finding a place to sleep. Thankfully, I got a bit of luck in the form of an empty glass-walled study room.
Okay, it is 12:50. I got myself a crunch bar from the vending machine. The goal is to go to sleep, and not get kicked out.
Now, to answer the question on none of your minds, how exactly did I end up sleeping? I slept in an L shape across 3 chairs, which is to say very uncomfortably. But I was so exhausted, I didn't care. And eventually, I fell into a somewhat restful sleep. However, that didn't end up lasting for too long.
Okay, it's currently 3:52 a.m. Currently, from my vantage point, Mud is empty. All the people that have been here hours earlier are gone. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's a little sad. I have to go back to bed.
I managed to rest for 3 more hours in my desk chair bed, but eventually I decided to call it quits as I hit a major milestone.
Okay, so it's officially 7 a.m., which means I am halfway through my 24 hours. It's not looking good. Oh, it's not looking good.
But there was something nice about the early wake up. Despite the night of mediocre sleep, I was able to watch the sunrise, which I haven't been able to do as much as I'd like. After 2 more hours, I was joined by my first friend in nearly 18 hours. My roommate and Medill sophomore, Grace Jordan Weinstein.
I think if anyone can do this show of endurance and strength, I think it's you.
Yeah, so as someone who's studied in Mud a lot before, what is some of your favorite features of the library?
I like the showers. I've taken phone calls in there before because they're kind of good spaces for that. But that was during the day when people weren't really showering. There's different options for sitting. There's couches and desks and spinny chairs and more reclining chairs. I think there's a good variety of chairs and furniture. That hopefully has kept you entertained for the past however many hours you've been here.
We're nearing in on 18 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah. So is there anything that you want me to try to make sure I do before I have to be out of here at 7 p.m.?
I'd say there's a lot of different vending machines, as I've already mentioned. Maybe try to get in on those. Maybe try to sit in as many different seating options as possible.
I tucked away my expert's advice for future use. Meanwhile, Grace and I worked and chatted for the next few hours, but eventually, I found myself hitting the midday wall.
Okay, so it is currently 2:25, which means I have about, give or take, 4.5 hours left to go. It's gonna be a long, long time.
It was odd. I'd survived 19 and a half hours by this point, so 4.5 shouldn't have felt so daunting. But with Grace having left, no meetings to attend, and no more homework to be honest, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was all dressed up with nowhere to go, so I had to try and relax. I watched videos. I sat and watched the people walk across the quad to class. I started wandering around. I texted with my twin sister, I talked with my mom, and my mood began improving. I started to feel less tired, and eventually, this time passed by quickly enough for me to welcome my next guest at 4:15 p.m., communications sophomore Ellie Caro.
If anything, I think you're bringing a little light to this hoary, evil space.
You're not a fan of Mud?
Nope.
Not a fan.
Never.
Like, do you want to stay here for 24 hours?
B?
Yeah.
Do I want to stay here for 24 hours?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So suffice to say, Mud wasn't Ellie's cup of tea. After rehearsing our scene to present later that week, we left the room since technically we never reserved it. As the farmer's fridge siren song lured me back.
I don't know if it's like the 22 hours getting to me, but like I'm like so excited to see the pesto pasta bowl.
But you know what? The Sophia of the normal world would have enjoyed that pasta bowl ironically and seen it as a laughable breaking point in my decaying mental state. But the Sophia of Mud Library was different. I'd lost my cynicism, a casualty of hour 8 or so. And let me tell you, it was really good. It was nice that something so simple as a good meal cheered me up and pushed me through the slog. As the clock struck 6 p.m., aka 1 hour till my release, I hopped back on Zoom for another meeting. This time, an executive board meeting for Crush, a publication I'm involved with on campus.
And then I was still planning on, like, the weekend after your photo shoot.
By then, word had spread, and I'd got a couple questions about my Mud experiences these past 23 hours, and some nice words of encouragement. The meeting wrapped up around 6:30, so that left me with 30 minutes to kill. How would I spend them? I'd spent nearly a day here, so I felt like I had to make this time count for something. I should have done that picture-perfect cinematic ending I always wanted, but I didn't. Instead, I decided to take Grace's advice. I went to the vending machine one last time. I spent $2.25 on a pack of Chuckles, this 5-pack of brightly colored jelly candies I used to get all the time with my grandma. I went out to my favorite spot, the seats right by the wall of glass at the front of the library, and just sat there. I watch cars go by, little windows of light flicker on and off across the horizon. I watch my own reflection, too. It's nice to just breathe. And eventually, the clock hit 6:59, and I gathered my stuff, went down the stairs, stood awkwardly by the lobby for 20 or so seconds, and then I was free.
Oh my god, that feels so good. Oh my god.
Okay, so it is now 7:01, which means I have officially completed my 24 hours in Mud Library. I don't know, I feel great. I also feel really tired and a little cold. I didn't bring a jacket and I haven't been outside all day, so I didn't know it would be this cold. But that's okay, that's okay. But
whenever I told people of this idea, to spend a full day in mud, the most common response I got was, why would you do that to yourself? And I can understand why. 24 hours is a deceptively long time, so would you really want to be spending it in a library? But the thing was, despite my tiredness and some hiccups, those 24 hours may have been some of the most restorative time I've had on this campus. In a place that's prevailing culture is to do everything all the time, or that "and" is in our DNA, it can often feel that if you're not busy, you're doing something wrong. I certainly bought into that by taking on more classes and clubs and commitments than I probably should be able to handle sometimes. But mud forced me to relax. Once I ran out of work, I had to spend some time with my friends, with art and music, with myself. I got to have some actual reflection and take some time to stop and smell the roses, which is a lesson I'm going to actually earnestly try to bring back into my life. And for that, well, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
But my God, I did it. And I'm never gonna do that again. I'm never gonna do that again. But I did it.
For WNUR News, I'm Sophia Quesada.